Welcome to the first ever Em, Grant and Ed Daily Podcast. Now, Em, we understand that the listenership for this podcast is somewhere, it's somewhere north of serial numbers.
It's actually more people than listen live. Okay. It's fine.
No, that's fine.
But that's okay.
Fine.
You guys should be listening live as well.
What do we normally do at the start of this podcast?
Well, we just say, hey, podcasters.
Hey, podcasters.
You'll know my voice, but there's two new voices now. And if you've subscribed to the old show, you'll just be getting this whether you like it or not.
Yep. That's
the
way it is. Larry Emder and Ed Cavalli. Welcome.
Grant, Danya, look, how do you feel? I mean, do you want to do a self-evaluation? How do you feel the show went today for you?
Yeah, it was a little loose at times, which I kind of like. It's like sort of strapping yourself in and trying to hang on to a wild bull, you know, which is kind of cool. You guys...
Who is that? Who are you? Who are you calling earthquake in that?
You don't want to know the visual that's in my mind right now. Let's move on. Okay, look, I was always concerned that this was going to be a tough challenge to step up to rise to the occasion with you two. But that was it. This is what a great experience.
Do you see
I love
how
you guys.
He already knows to say nice things about me specifically?
They're genuine, but like.
He's such a pro. Yeah. He knows that I've sort of glazed over.
Whereas I'm lapping it up like a thirsty bitch.
You got a couple of.
You can say thirsty bitch at the start of the podcast.
Oh, you can say.
No,
they just beep
on the podcast.
People would listen
yes.
in their car.
Oh, yeah, we swear all the time.
I said that on television once and
that's
I was
fine.
On Media Watch.
Mitch
I was in
just
trouble.
Beeps it.
Hang on. When did you say on television?
When I was bungee jumping at once.
Amazing.
That'll be on YouTube.
I dropped and then I backed it up with a shit. And Mel Doyle's face, I will never forget.
She much prefers the C word. I know that about Mel. Is that it? Do we go now?
Yeah, Cavalli, you did a great job.
Thanks,
you were
mate.
Very professional. So we go now. Thank you so much, guys, for subscribing to us. Tell your friends if you like it. If you didn't like it, just shut up. We don't need that negativity in our lives.
And if you haven't bought tickets yet to Evil Queen.
Oh, yeah, please do. The only show there's really tickets available now is my opening night in Melbourne, Palais Theatre. Go to mrussiano.com.au. Sydney sold out. Adelaide sold out, but go there and have a look. But please come along. Thank you so much for reminding me to plug my shit. Yeah,
that's what I'm here for.
We're a team.
We are a team. And Grant Tenya, every night, Family Feud.
Six
nights a week.
Jesus,
mate.
They need to just pull back on that.
No, they don't.
It's repeated in the morning as well as 8:30 if you miss it at night time.
Got to keep the people wanting more, man. Come on, you're the head of the network. Get in there.
Mm, and there's All-Star Family Feud as well, so sometimes it's seven times a week.
Thanks, potties. We'll hear you guys tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen. Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed.
That is correct. Good morning, Em at Rusciano. My name is Ed Cavalli. Good to see ya.
That is a flashy opener. Are there any sound effects left, guys?
I think there's a boing we haven't used. We'll get to that and a slide whistle for later on in the program. Well, here we are, Em. Nice to see you.
Oh, darling, how are you?
Yeah, very, very well. And you? Did you have a nice break?
Oh, I was down the beach. It felt like my holiday went for 12 years. It was amazing.
Yeah, I did see some of your social media posts. Mm. And my wife turned to me at one point, she showed and she said, looks like Em's having a good time. And I said,
My child actually injured herself taking a shot of me in her bathers because I made her stand up high on a box.
Yeah, good.
And she cut her toe.
Yeah, well,
but,
well,
you know,
well,
well
you know
some would say.
Yep, get on board.
It.
We're trying to work with the brand here, kids. That's how we're working here. Now, there's more than one of us here today.
Yes.
Our very special guest.
Yes.
He's not really a guest because
no.
he's here the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's at the front of the poster. Controversial. But we'll get to that.
He's not even allowed to speak
no,
now.
No, I've told him. Showbiz intro, just in case people don't know who he is.
But he's also a little bit nervous. Now, we need to just prep everyone. Sydney, he's used to being shiny and professional and in control of the, oh, not the cases, what's his show? Of the crosses.
Yeah, the crosses.
Of
yeah.
the no deal or no deal. And
well, no, you've missed
that
again.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Family feud.
The survey result.
And, you're not allowed to talk.
Yes.
Okay.
But so we're going to ease him in. We're going to give him a lovely...
Fine.
Yeah, like that bloke in Hawaii. Yeah. He's going to have a good day at work, not a bad day at work. Yeah. So we're going to meet him shortly. Also, plenty
it's
of
Grant
other
Grant Daniel, guys. Spoiler alert.
Oh, what are you going to do? It's 6:02. Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed. The Grant bit we'll meet next. I'm trying to up my professionalism because are in the presence, of a genuine professional. Speaking of Channel 10, he's the stalwart of Channel 10. He's the place that makes. He's the one that makes the place hum. You know, and forget the, what is it, 18.6 million Wilkinson's getting to do 1 hour a day. This bloke's actually at their nose to the grindstone, driving the whole thing forward. The host of Family Feud and now our co-host here at Today FM Breakfast, Mr. Grant Denyer. Good morning.
How good is this? Yeah, that's
right. How good is this? And did you just deal or no deal me in the intro to our very first show for 2018 when we've got to spend a whole year ahead?
That was it, mate.
Is that what you did? I'm so sorry.
They all blend. All you smiley, small people.
Game show hosts look the same to you, do they?
Yeah, pretty much. Time's up.
Time's up for that. I'm actually wearing my Time's Up pin for that, for the Time's Up for calling all game show hosts the same thing. He is so superior to Rob Bruff.
Oh, God, remember the poodle perm?
Oh, the delicious man perm.
Could you get a perm?
What a unit.
Is that a stunt we could do?
Yeah, I reckon we should poodle him up good.
Hair's long enough after the holiday, so let's get it done. Look, am I thinking that I'm just going to join you guys because, Ed, obviously, radio professional. Like, I've looked up to you my entire life and have been a fan of you on air. So this is like this is my total fangirling moment. Joining you on air.
Even let it be noted that at 6:08, I didn't do the first short take of the year, and Em stopped herself as well.
No, but you did mention the billboard.
Yeah. You can't say to someone who's 6'5" when you're 4'2", I've looked up to you and have two comics in the room. That's true. And I want you to know the self-restraint.
Em really held herself back
there. Oh, didn't I, Ed?
It's quite impressive.
Wasn't I good?
I love the dedication and the focus. You're a beautiful human being.
Thank you.
Now, Denyer,
I think he was going on to say.
I've given Ed some love, and now you're a delicious little power rocket. You're an inspiring human who loves a cause. Yes. She loves a reason. She loves humanity. Yes. To be alongside you makes me a better person.
It does.
And I look forward to this year together.
Are you about to break into song?
Well, of course. At any moment. Do you want
I was talking about him. That was at the start of Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah, you could have done a Barbara Streisand sing talk moment. Yes.
And it was at 6:09 that we decided the whole thing was a bad idea.
No.
All right. Hey, Denyer, sit there because I saw something. Everyone knows what it's like to have their first day at work.
Yeah.
Now, this is your first day full-time radio is an entirely new job for you.
How the nerves?
How you feeling?
Yeah, look, it's hard. There's lots of weird things when it comes to your first day at work. Like, I haven't had a wee for 3 hours because no one's bothered to show me where the toilets are. So, like, the first day issues you have at a new venue.
There's a bottle under the desk. Didn't they show you?
Oh, is that what that's for?
Yeah, we don't leave this studio.
It's Hughesy's. He's going to want it back.
The hole in the top's a little big.
It's Today FM. Yay. Welcome aboard. He's got the hang of this thing. He's got the hang of it real easy. But Mr. Denyer, we're just talking to you about your first day at work. You put up something very cute on social media. Now, the way I see both of your social medias is that my wife shows them to me. I don't really have.
Yes, you don't have an account, do you? Are you on social media?
I'm on Twitter.
But he's a watcher. He's a creepy watcher. He doesn't contribute anything to anything on social media.
Would you say that anyone contributes to anything on social media?
I would say Grant and I are the fabric of.
Right. Now, we are going to have to talk about one of your posts in a little while, Em, because it caused, a doctor's visit.
Yeah, a tetanus shot.
And questioning over your parenting's
That happens anyway.
But you had a really cute one, Denyer, last night. My wife, you know, we've got our 17-week-old baby, so we're red hot on family stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically the end of Leave It to Beaver every 2 seconds at my house.
It's a good time.
It is, isn't it? The little baby. You guys remember what it's like to have just a beautiful little baby.
Are you loving it? Are you just loving it sick?
Well, Arnold.
I am loving it sick, and I realised yesterday that I may have started going overboard when at the end of the night we do this thing where we both put forward what we think is the best photo of him of the day.
Oh, wow.
You're evaluating his performance on camera?
No, yes, mate. Yes, also, I am. If this kid's going to get an agent, he's going to need to know which to find his light.
But you're not putting any photos up anywhere. What do you do with them?
We just look at them.
Okay.
Between the both of you. So you just sort of share that experience.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
In bed. It's the last thing we do before we go to bed.
Nice.
And I realised I'd gone overboard yesterday when I had 46 to choose from.
Nah, that's great. I take 46 shots every time I do a selfie.
Yeah, but the review, yeah, review though.
It takes 46 to get it right.
To get it just so.
But Danya had to say, you had your little two daughters, Sailor and Scout. It's yep. so cute. I am obsessed with Scout, by the way. Like, she is so cute.
She's a lunatic, but I love her.
Yeah, and you were having little cuddles last night.
Yeah, so what did you put up, mate? You said there was going to be...
Because we'd had like a really brilliant... Like you, Em, it had been a magnificent holiday where we just... It felt like it had gone on forever, and that's rare with a holiday. And we just bonded so well and so much stronger than I think that we've ever been before. Come that time when you got to return to work, it was like I really need to maximise every single minute before I have to fly out for Daddy's first day of the year. So we just cuddled and cuddled and cuddled and cuddled and just sort of had to explain to them, look, I'm going to be away a little bit. I hope that's okay. And then they sort of glazed over and didn't understand. And then you sort of got to speak to them on a level that they do. So you go, see that cubby house out there? It ain't going to pay for itself. Daddy's got to go to work. Okay, Daddy's got to go to work. You want dolls? Dad's gone.
Yeah, that's right. Today, FM.
And now it's time for this. What's the superior thing we're talking about now? Oh, yeah.
It's so odd to be working with someone who can actually sing. Through the years, Danya, I've sung intros or other people have sung intros. It's so odd to be working with someone. It's good.
Good, I like pipes.
It. Don't worry. Get ready for 7:55, guys.
What have we got?
There's another opener I've sung.
Beautiful. Doing another number.
A big holiday.
Yeah. You two are new to What's the Superior.
Yeah, we are.
What's a Superior is just a way for us to warm up, to get into things. What's a prize today, Benny? Do we have a prize?
Oh, I've got prizes here, you keep talking, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
R&B Fridays presents... You do it. That's yours.
Yeah. Absolutely right.
Okay, I'm just got to let go of control, Em. Just let it go.
R&B Fridays presents R&B Vine Days. Boys to Men TLC and more Saturday, Feb 3 at the Bimbergen in the Hunter Valley. Tickets are at Ticketmaster. Essentially, it's fantastic R&B acts, Grant Denyer, inside a winery setting.
Doesn't get any better.
I'm going to that. So we thought we'd do today on 131060 Sydney, just to warm you up. Mm. What's a superior nightmare commute? All right. So how long have you had to be either in a plane, train or car because you've been stuck? We want to find out the longest because obviously this is the train situation.
Are we allowed to let's start local because there's people that will be on 131060. They'll be like, we're hearing stories of like an hour from Circular Quay to like early stations in the inner west, if not worse. Mm. I've caught the airport line a few times and sometimes it'll just... Daniel, it'll say, 1 minute till it arrives, nothing. And more people are packing up and you can see everyone starting to look at each other like it's the start of the Boxing Day sale. Like everyone's got their bags and they're looking at each other like...
It's game
German
on.
German backpackers, yeah. I will push you both onto the line if I need to get a seat with
and
this
children,
suitcase.
Children, hang on or get left behind.
Yeah, so we can start local with that because we know that the trains are going to be a bit of a nightmare. But let's get your break. Yes, Mr. Denya.
It's a weird time to travel. It must be it must be a lunar thing right now because it's chaos. I jumped on a flight yesterday to get here. Like it was something weird is going on because like I commuted to get to work and I live in the outer western Sydney suburb of Bathurst. Which it's quite outer, but it's a fair hike. So I decided to fly for first day of 2018. It's a 20-minute flight. I stepped on the plane, right?
Geez, someone's doing all right for himself. Yeah, I fly to work.
Geez, did you say hello to Donald Trump?
Yeah, you got the full Foxtel package, haven't you?
Shut up, okay?
Movie channels, mate.
Hey, there's no business class, but for me...
Solid gold, Denya.
Everything's business class, even in an economy with legs like these.
Yeah, that's true.
I stepped on the plane and I thought you two are up to a prank. I stepped onto the plane, I kid you not, and every single person on the plane was an Elvis impersonator. No joke.
Oh, that's a dream.
No joke. I thought, first day of radio. Good gag, guys. Where are you?
As if we would organise that. Yes. As if we'd be bothered to organise.
I was off the clock officially yesterday.
So that's one. But there are other monster journeys, Em. Did you stuffed up a commute to your family?
Oh, I did. We were in Italy. Well, someone else is doing it right here.
Hello.
Yes. We were on a European vacation and we were coming home and I unfortunately stuffed up the flight home. We were flying 11, but I thought we had to like just be there at 11.
No,
so we got there and to the Fiumicino airport. I don't know if you've ever flown Fiumicino there, but they don't care.
No, they don't.
If you're not Italian, they actually don't care. So my husband went up and initially said, look, we've missed our flights. And the guy's looking at him going,
good for you.
What do you want me to do, mate? So I went up with my Italian name and
beautiful.
Then things sprung into action.
Are you serious?
Oh, what?
Yeah. I read Emilio Rossano.
Yeah.
And straight away, oh, it's Italiano. Si. And then things just happened.
Wow. That's class for you.
Yeah. You sound like Super Mario.
Yeah.
It took us 3 days to get home.
3 days?
Yeah, it was intense. We flew to Dubai, then we had to wait in Dubai for a day, and then it was hectic.
I love these stories. The superior commute, the longest travel with a disaster in the middle of it. Could be a bus trip, could be a plane trip, connections. Remember they were talking about boats having to take people home from Bali if the volcano got really bad?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got tickets for R&B Fridays, Vine Days. This is going to be exciting. At Bimbadgin. They're good tickets, Ed.
Yeah, these are good tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, on to it. 13-10-60, what is the superior commute, travel chaos, longest, worst, is going to win it? Hey, we're doing it. What's the superior?
Yeah, we are.
Because we're talking.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
How dare you?
I'll never talk over another one of your wonderful intros, Em, I promise.
It's the last time you'll work in radio ever again. You know, that's rule number one for day one, 2018. Don't talk while Em's singing.
Ain't that right? Because we know that the train chaos is going to be mad today. We know that people's commutes are going to be longer. There's cancellations, 38 across so many different lines. So keep us updated. We'll keep you updated across all our socials and across news how that's going. And now everyone that we speak to today, because it's Make It Rain Monday, what about Taronga Zoo? School holiday plans are sorted. Be transported to Sumatra to visit the brand new tiger trek. Yeah, everyone that gets on air today, that wasn't an actual tiger, that was Denya. Just for those playing along at home.
My hidden known talents.
For whoever's...
Just got to look into his bedroom behaviour as well.
Who's had a superior commute? Because we want to go broaden it out, because you took, 2 days to get back?
Three.
3 days to get back from Italy.
Yeah, it took a while. It was my fault completely, but don't think I didn't blame everyone else in the family. But we are asking on 3060, what's a superior commute? Brendan. Hi, Brendan. First call for 2018.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good, mate. Well played.
What you got for me? What's the superior commute?
I think keeping on topic with the trains, I was travelling from Campbelltown to North Sydney, which should be an hour commute.
Yep.
We ended up sitting on the Harbour Bridge in the searing heat in a train with no air conditioning for 5 hours.
Stop it!
5 hours?
Yeah, sitting next to a pregnant lady who was wetting burgers as well.
And when you're sweating
the
burger,
that's
intense.
That's a bad sign.
You're making meat appear because you're so hot.
You're burning up.
Hey, Brendan, what did they say? Because I've been stuck on a... You know when you sometimes get stuck in the tunnels on Sydney trains and they'll come over the top and they'll go, hey, it's just a short delay. What were they saying for the 5 hours?
Well, every half an hour they're telling us it was a short delay.
Did people try and get off?
No one could get off. We were sitting on the Harbour Bridge, so the view wasn't bad, but...
You've got to watch that first step. It's a big one.
Yeah, the first step is a doozy.
Thanks, all Brendan. Right. That's hectic.
Hey, that is what I'm talking about. Hey, well played. You've got yourself the Taronga Zoo. Take yourself there. School holidays plans sorted. Sumatra.
Awesome.
Visit the brand new Tiger Trek. Thank you, Brendan.
Hey, Carly in the gong. Hey, Carly.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Hey, you too, Carly.
Good on you, Carly.
Babe, how long are we
talking to you guys?
Oh, we got that for promo. Sorry, I talked over you. Just say that again clearly. Sorry, Carly, just say that again.
I couldn't wait to wake up with you guys.
And now if you could just
without the stumble, just take the stumble out and say it again, start to finish, but louder and clearer.
And if you could add on the end, and I much prefer Grant Denyer to Andrew O'Keefe. That would really help us out, Carly.
We'll clean up our earlier issue.
Carly, how long did you take from the gong to Bondi and back?
So an hour 25 to Bondi and back. Had to go pick up our new kitchen. Yes. On the way back, thought we'd drop in, grab a quick coffee from Macca's. 50 minutes wait in the drive-thru. It started to rain with our kitchen in the trailer, and we were like... panic for 50 minutes.
Hang on, did you take a trailer through drive-through with your kitchen on it? Were you the reason why you were stuck for 50 minutes?
No, they were having mechanical issues and they wouldn't even move customers through. There was so many people.
Hey, Carly, did they ask to borrow your kitchen? We're having trouble back here, Carly.
I love that.
I started doing it myself, really.
I love that our producers deemed a 50-minute Macca's wait more impressive than 5 hours on the bridge.
I do too. That'll send
lives in danger.
That is true. Okay, thank you, Carly.
Aaron.
Carly's going to Toronto, so don't worry about that.
Sure is. Aaron in Penrith, the Riff.
Yeah.
Aaron, how long?
So it took us 20 hours to get home.
From?
We, uh, boys' weekend. We went to Brisbane from Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, you know, a couple of beers with the boys, just having a good weekend.
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah. We decided we'll get on the plane. No worries, big fan. We get to the airport, get on the plane. It's absolutely smashing down with rain. So, like, our captain's like, we've got to wait a little bit. You know, we'll take off soon. By the time we took off and all the headwind, we didn't get back to Sydney Airport till after the curfew. So they turned us around back to Brisbane. All right, still on the plane. We're like, okay, no worries. We'll taxi in a minute. No, still smashing down with rain. We'll just wait. And, yeah, the Virgin put us up in a hotel. It's like, oh, sweet, we'll come back. And by the time they arranged flights for us, we're sitting in the airport waiting to get home. It was 20 hours from the original flight.
So you got to Sydney. So you're over the top of Sydney but couldn't land and had to return.
Amazing. That's correct, yeah.
Oh. What a tease.
But you had such a great boys' weekend, Aaron. Boys' weekend.
We'll always have Brisbane. Aaron, who wins today for you, Em?
I think Brendan, who sat next to the pregnant woman making burgers out of her...
Brendan, you've done it, mate. You're our winner today. You've got yourself the tickets to R&B Vine Days, Bim Badgin in the Hunter Valley. Tickets at Ticketmaster. You're going to see Boys to Men, TLC and more. The good thing, though, Brendan, if you delivered that baby, she would have had to have called it Brendan.
Yep.
Absolutely. Maybe I should get the train to the Hunter Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't, mate. Not after your luck.
Thank you.
Today, fam. Can we talk about somewhere else who's had a bit of trouble? Not only the jungle, Hawaii. Mm. Now, imagine that you're on holiday. Peter Elliott is there at the moment. He's put out a message saying that he's fine. So this was the news report last night and yesterday about the wave of panic as Hawaii received a false missile alert. Have a listen to this.
Just after 8 in the morning in Hawaii, the sun was up and people were heading for the surf. But then came this terrifying official government warning, and it sent them running. It was on everyone's mobile phone, on radio and breaking into TV programs.
The US Pacific Command has detected a missile threat to Hawaii.
This terrifying phone text warned, ballistic missile threat, inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. The state governor said there was a simple but embarrassing explanation.
You know, this should not have happened. An employee pushed the wrong button.
Jeez. It's a bad button.
That's the worst button, mate. You wonder why they've got it. So
it's amazing that just one button controls everyone's messages to phones.
Yep.
To like open air speakers.
Yep.
So it's just one button.
And it broke into the television. So people watching sport, there was an NFL playoff game. There was a lot of sport on because of where Hawaii is. It's on very early in the morning, Grant. And this comes in. And you saw the footage. People were putting their kids into drains.
What? There's like cars. It was extraordinary. Cars are being left on the side of freeways. They're lowering children into these holes underground because that's the only form of shelter that they could find.
It's a good way to find out who your friends are.
Isn't it, though?
Sorry, guys, you're all dead to me. I'm out.
It raises a pretty big question, though. Like, if you think that you've got, and by all accounts, this is true, you think you've got 15 minutes to live, what do you do?
I did think about that, Mr. Denyer. Were people suddenly, you know, telling people that they loved them?
Yeah. Telling people that they had always hated them?
Yes. There was
quitting their jobs?
Yes. There were people cuddling in bathtubs because that's the only space they could find, which reminded me of the scene of, you know, like Titanic when it's going down and the old couple are lying on the bed snuggling as the water rises around them despite the odds. Like, these are graphic scenes.
Yeah, they are graphic scenes, mate. I like this. I saw this guy from the New York Times put out a tweet that said, for those keeping a stopwatch on what happened in Hawaii, if a missile was ever focused, they said they think it was North Korea, the elapsed time it would take 32 minutes to get there. And he said that the time lapse to correct the alert was 38 minutes.
That's the longest way to your life.
There's a tough 6-minute window there.
Yeah.
So as far as you're concerned, you're dead. And everybody in Hawaii has a reason to be rather twitchy about this because I don't know whether have you seen the movie Pearl Harbor?
Like the documentary Pearl Harbor starring Ben Affleck.
It was some time ago, Daniel.
Shocking movie.
The memory lives on.
It is a rough day at work, and we're asking on 13 10 60. Have you had a rough day at work like this? Have you made a huge stuff, an expensive mistake? A mistake that, you know, perhaps sent an entire country into a massive panic?
When have you stuffed up at work? You can remain anonymous if you want to.
No,
tell us your name. I will be awarding the best one, of course I will. We'll make it rain Mondays with the Taronga Zoo vouchers. 13 10 60, when have you stuffed up at work? Grant Denyer, you did a number of years of live television, so I'm sure you've got one for us.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Oh, no, we'll come back to that. We've got to go through the lawyers for some of yours. Most of the tapes have been raise from you, Rusciano, from some of the things that you've already said.
Yeah,
don't repeat it, but you once said something to a...
I introduced the WA Police Commissioner...
Don't do the next bit.
On national radio.
All right, let's do it then.
And I stepped up to the mic and thought this would be hilarious, and I said, does anyone smell bacon?
Oh, what happened?
No. I got an official warning from the head of the company, I had to write a letter of apology to the WA Police Commissioner, and I had a little rest from air the next day.
And you got a speeding fine every single day for a year.
And then my house got raided, and I don't understand what's...
131060, when have you stuffed up at work? And on 131060, Em, the question is...
when have you had a rough day at work after a young person? Well, could be old.
Could be old.
Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah.
We haven't identified this one person. No. He pushed the wrong button and sent the entire country into a panic.
Yeah, he said
there was a missile heading there.
Yeah, the missile's heading towards Hawaii, Grant Daniel.
It doesn't get any worse, really.
No, you're right. That is about as bad as
top end.
Craig. Morning, Craig.
Morning, guys.
You stuffed up at work. What did you do, mate?
Oh, well... I'm a shop fitter by trade, so I do renovations and everything. And I was doing some renovations in an office building. We were changing around a few walls and bits and pieces. And as you do, you make a mess and you clean it up. Mm. As we were sweeping up, all the fire alarms in the whole building went off.
And the sprinklers?
No sprinklers, just fire alarms. Because it's in the CBD itself, they don't have actual sprinklers in there. So in that sense, they work on air density. So there's enough dust in the air.
Smoke. Dust. And so, tell me, Craig, how many fire trucks showed up? Because this has happened to me. How many did you bring?
It's a competition now.
I had 3 fire trucks come and 1 car.
That's not bad. Yeah.
And how much did they charge? Because they charge for if it's a false alarm. What was the cost, Craig?
Yeah, they do. It was $900 per truck, equaling $2,700 for the call out.
Not that you've forgotten it.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah. The look on Em's face was like, that's not too expensive. Cheap way to meet firemen.
I was just thinking that. Oh, my God. How much is it going to cost me for some hot firemen?
It's Mr. September's here.
If everyone puts in, that's fine. That's Daniel, great. You were live on telly for quite some time. Did you have a...
When did you stuff up?
Yeah. Daniel? There was a thing where Paul Newman was giving away a lot of money, $1 million for charity, and we're doing it on Sunrise. And we were going to present a $100,000 check to a special needs school
to present
them, which they'd bought a brand new van with a nice rear loading door, you know, to get the wheelchair in the back. We sort of showcased the van and all its glory on television. We lowered the rear hydraulic door down. Yay, here's your $100,000 check. We lowered the door right down onto the foot of one of the special needs little kiddies.
Oh no!
We didn't realise for about like 3 or 4 minutes, and he was crying out and screaming, and his mum was, she was on television and she was enjoying being on television, so she was trying to quiet him down, and we didn't realise the door was on his foot.
No. You just take away his gold Logie immediately.
And that is
why I don't have a gold Logie.
And that's why they got rid of him and got the cash cow in. The cash cow would never do something like that. Helena from St. Clair, talk to us. What did you do?
I'm a childcare educator, and we were going downstairs to our big classroom, and we were walking out, and one of the kids stuck their finger near the door, and I didn't pay attention, and I slammed their finger in the door.
Similar to Grant Tenney's situation.
We might be related.
It's always hard. Patrick in Epping. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Did you have a rough day at work, doll?
Well, thankfully it was one of my colleagues, not myself, but every month we need to provide internal forecasting on the cost of the project, which obviously includes all our revenue and costs, and so it's a good idea of exactly how much our profit is. One time, one of my colleagues managed to send it to the client by mistake, so he knew exactly how much we were making off him.
How much?
It was, considerable in terms of $100,000 and probably a 5%.
Full disclosure. We have an open policy with all our clients.
Amazing.
All right. Well done, everyone. Rusciano, what is tickling you?
What's going on?
I just read why Ben and Tommy couldn't do the Rio Olympics.
What was his explanation?
Let's pause there because
amazing.
We are talking about... I want to talk about Ben and Tommy because all things are going to come full circle, Grant Denyer, because I believe I've got a massive showbiz scoop off the back of this. But over the weekend, Bernard Tomic, ranked 25 in the world, lost his qualifying match against Italian. You do the Italian name, please.
Lorenzo Sonergio,
who is ranked 218 in the world. But Unitomic hasn't been playing well enough, so he wasn't granted a spot in the main draw grant. He had to go through qualifying.
Mm.
Now, that, you'd think that he'd probably win that being ranked 25.
Exactly.
But
easy.
He
walk didn't. In the park.
He lost 6-1, 7-6, 6-4. And after the match, this is what people are talking about. After the match, rather than doing a, oh, I tried my best, I this, I that, this is... not Bernard style. This is
the
what
gently,
Bernard's,
gently approach.
Yeah, nah. That's right. This is what Bernard said after the match.
I just count money, that's all I do. I count my millions. You go do what I did. You go make 13, 14 million. Good luck, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, yes. Burn!
Yes! He's the Kanye West of tennis.
I like
wow,
it.
Wow, that's interesting.
Rain,
I like it.
Making it rain.
How do we feel about Bernard Tomic?
Love
Grant
him.
Tenure. Grant Tenure. You can start. You can open the batting.
Well, Grant Tenure can start. Did okay. you call me Grant Tenure?
Yeah,
what,
he looks.
You know what I like with him? We celebrate sporting heroes, right? But you don't have sporting heroes without the odd villain. You've got to have a black hat to make the white hats look cool.
Okay.
I like the light and shade of it all. I think he's cool. I think he's entertainment. Sport is entertainment.
That was very good grabs. Ristiano, you seem very pro Mr.
Oh, Tomic. I love him. I love his arrogance.
Yeah, right.
I'm so sick of hearing sports people get on the telling. I'm just taking it one week at a time, guys.
I agree.
Oh, you know, I can only can't control the outcome. We can just control how we play. Yes. Not Bernie.
No.
He's like, you guys, I give zero Fs.
He does give
okay?
zero Fs. I don't care about
I'm going home in my Ferrari.
Yeah.
You guys, all you schleppers, can get in your Hyundai Excels.
That's very true.
I'm going to my mansion. Get stuffed.
It's very interesting you've chosen the Hyundai XL. It's actually a very good car for the price.
Mm, good value.
My first car was a Hyundai XL.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, absolutely.
I drove it into a tram. That's very hard to do.
Into a tram?
Yeah. I got hit by a tram.
Tough to do.
I made the news, though. It was amazing.
Was that your big break?
And I think I remember what you said, too, after you hit the tram with the Hyundai XL.
What?
Oh, I wanted the Bernard
the grab
again.
Me counting all my right. millions.
I just count money. That's all I do. I count my millions. You go do what I did. You go make 13, 14 million. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
Bye-bye.
Can I tell you what made me laugh, though?
What?
In 2016, he ruled himself out of the Rio Olympics because
why?
He was extremely busy.
Yeah, he did say, I'm extremely busy.
I'm so busy, guys. I can't do it, man.
I've got so much money to count.
It's going to take a while, isn't it?
I don't want to play tennis.
Because he'd stack it sort of Scrooge McDuck style.
Amazing.
In coins.
What's your scoop?
Oh, who's ready for some scoop?
Oh, my God.
You're sitting down, Daniel. You're
already.
Sitting down, Ruciano. Here we go. Get the blast shield ready. The rumours are that he is going into the jungle.
What?
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Really?
That makes sense. Are you accusing him of tanking?
I am saying that it's no, of course not. I'm just saying that even though he's not making the Australian Open this year, I believe, and I'm willing to stake my reputation on this, I'm willing to swim a lap of Darling Harbour if this is not correct, that Bernard Tomic is going into the jungle. My sources tell me that the figure is over $1 million.
Is your source Bernard? Because wasn't he telling everyone how much he's
getting? Now, over $1 million. Now, Grant Denny, when I tell you, as the stalwart of Channel 10, when I tell you that it's possible that Bernard Tomic is getting over $1 million to go into the jungle for what, 6 weeks' work, how does that make you feel? That would make him the highest paid person at Channel 10, would it not?
Absolutely, for sure. Like,
nah, Lisa Wilkinson is the highest paid person in Channel 10, isn't she?
But what would Lisa Warnie have got for going on there, though, in the past? He would have been up in that territory for sure.
Oh, Warnie.
Remember, that was a big scoop.
And he had that great quote, all I do is count my ciggies. M.
Eduardo, Grant and I went on lovely beach holidays. Mm. Not together, obviously.
Whoa, that's a controversial start to the year, everybody.
And I was following you on social media, Dania, and I want to talk briefly about my beach holiday. I don't know if you two are aware, and a lot of, if you've got Italian parents or immigrant parents, a lot of us were brought up to fear sand.
It's not your natural environment, is that
no,
what you're trying
and
to say?
My dad would drive us to the beach and then he would drop us on the beach, and then he would sit up in the air-conditioned car for a couple hours and then we'd come back and he would have a dustbuster in the car and newspaper to put down because he can't handle
no
it.
No sand.
No sand.
Okay.
So I, as a good wog, I realised I'd reached peak wog when I was sitting on the beach and I was looking around. I bought a sandproof mat.
Lying on the beach with a sand. What is that? A tarpaulin?
Yeah, no, it's patented technology.
What?
It's double woven.
It's a sheeting.
It's like a Damoz Direct situation.
It's like a puppy pad.
And it's a big. It's a big blue bit of thing. A bit of tarp.
Does it work?
Yes. And you pour sand on the top. I was doing demonstrations for strangers. People walk past. I go, hey. look at my soundproof mat. And then I'll sprinkle sand on it. But honestly, you can't.
Where does it go? Where does it go?
Where does it go? Oh,
where does it go? Good
question.
That's
a great question, Dinya. It's one of the great questions,
and
right?
I was sitting there, and in the esky, I had a whole, I had a prosciutto, bruschetta, I had like the whole thing
peak
going
walk.
On.
This is peak walk at the
I
beach.
Had a tent. I had a 10-man tent set up over the top of
a
me.
10-man tent.
Why? Yeah. And did you bring the cement lions put out the front?
Yeah.
Did you have any columns on the tent?
Yeah, by it was chance. Amazing. And I'm just sitting there thinking, and actually my husband looked at me and he just said, you are such a wog. I'm like, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
And then I was scrolling through social media and I saw you and I said, well, you reckon I'm a wog. I know someone who's reached peak Bogan, Grant Denyer. Just talk us through your holiday and your purchase.
All right. Well, I had the great Aussie religious Christmas pilgrimage going on. Not to Bethlehem. I went to the Gold Coast.
Yes,
amazing.
Mate.
And
yes,
it was
mate.
A classic road trip too. Loaded the family up. I've got two kids, one's two, one's six. So we loaded them up. The first thing you do as a dad of the year, of course, is you play car
Frozen.
Boot Tetris. No. Oh. Oh, no, you sit there. This is like your rite of passage as a man. You want to take what is physically the entire contents of your house and try to squeeze them into your boot.
And the truth.
And we got on the road.
My husband takes that very seriously, the packing of the car.
No, I do as well.
I'm not allowed near it.
I did it for us, my wife and I, my baby. I took a photo of it and sent it to her when she was inside the house.
Does this turn you on?
Look at this, mate. Look at this.
Not a square millimetre left, darl.
Yeah, and no. Scotty will pack the boot and he'll bring me around and he'll go, is it an honour for you to see a man pack a boot like this? Yeah.
It's true. We should have a contest.
Super sexy.
We have a boot packing contest one day. That'd be great. Hey, so, Dennis.
So you packed it and off you went.
So off we went. So we went and did the, you know, what everybody does. You go to movie world, you load your kids up with as much chips and hot dogs and fairy floss as you can. And then what you do then after that is you put them all on the roller coaster and you take bets on which one vomits first. It's kind of like sporting bet for bad parents.
That's fantastic.
It's so much fun.
Yes.
But I towed up my brand new jet ski.
Your jet ski. Oh. Well done, Bogan. Yeah. Good job, mate.
Yeah. Oh, behind the ute.
What kind of car is it?
Yeah, it was a ute.
What kind of ute?
It was. I don't want to do any endorsements here, but it was a Toyota.
Okay, good.
So hang on, Dania. You've towed, I mean, there are jet skis on the Gold Coast, but you've towed your brand new jet ski all the way to the Gold Coast.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. If I had stopped at Tamworth, I would have completed the Bogan trifecta.
So proud of you.
Did you watch any television over the weekend?
I didn't. I went to buy a cow.
Now we've got to talk about that.
So relatable. I did as well. Oh, my God. We should have talked about this before we went on air. We got the same story, Joel.
13, 10, 6.
Did you buy a cow?
When have you picked out a Hereford? Was it Angus? What kind? Was it an Angus?
It's a Scottish Highland cow. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
long,
same.
Flowing red hair with the big horns. And I need a new bull because the last one escaped. So I'm looking.
They're really sexy, those
They
cows.
Are gorgeous. I'm
low-key attracted to those.
They're the pin-up cow of cows. If you bought a cow sexy calendar, they are like the centerfold.
Oh, I feel you. They're like a Scottish cow. They're like a Highlander. I can see it. Yeah.
Really? So hang on. Are they...
They've got a big fringe.
In the cow world, are they... I know we were going to talk about television. Now we're talking about cows. But let's just go with it. In the cow world, are they the most expensive? Like, are they a novelty cow? Because what are the ones that are called that we see, like, you know, your dairy cows? What type of cow is that?
Your belted Galloways.
What's that? Look like, mate?
What's that look like?
Describe it.
Well, I've owned a farm for 3 years, so go easy on me. I'm still learning. the belted Galloways, a beautiful looking thing where it's black at both ends with a big white belt that goes like pure white that goes around the middle.
How much for one of those set you back?
How much for one of them?
Well, you're looking at, for a Scottish Highland cow, you know, or anything from, you know, if it's got pedigree history, if it's won a competition, which is what you want to do if you want to start.
What type of competition? Juggling? Or long? Jump,
Australian Idol.
Hey, I came ninth in 2004, guys, and I can't believe it's taken us till 7:40 to mention my Australian Idol career.
Let's not forget.
Now, how much did you pay for the hot cow?
Well, I haven't decided on it yet because I'm not too sure about his back. Like, you got to have a good straight back line because you know what I'm thinking, guys. If we get a good
ride
enough cow here, I reckon we should try and ride it to work. Considering the train situation in Sydney, that's not a bad choice.
What a great competition! Then you're on a cow.
I'm seeing this.
We start at Hereford, Bondi Junction Station.
Love it.
First one, somebody on M on a train, you on a cow, see who gets to Hornsby first. Do you have an E-tag on your cow? Do you have to put one on top of his head? If you're taking toll roads.
Instead right, of a bell, it's got an E-tag.
Really an E-tag. We'll come back and talk about television. Distracting with all this cow
I'm
talk.
Obsessed. I still
just tell us it. Just tell us how much for the Scottish cow.
Well, it's $4,000 for the bull, but he's a champion bull.
Is this to make babies with? Not with you.
Yeah, because I reckon we should make the Today FM baby cow, like the cow of the people, the cow champion.
Are you trying to get work to pay for your $4,000
cow
dog?
Yeah, I'm going to write off the tax receipt. let's go win the Royal Easter Show with the cow.
Does that mean you have to get the stuff, the man jam, yourself? Is that a thing that you'll have to do once a year?
Whoa.
Do you, like, have to self-man jam?
No, because, no, you get a daddy cow and you get a mummy cow and you just let them get it on.
Please, there's kids in the car.
I'm trying to be...
When two cows love each other very much.
Oh, well, guys, I've been given a daily segment now. Yes. I'll be doing gossip.
Yeah.
And obviously, if we're going to be doing a daily segment,
yeah.
I mean, a segment is not finished. No. It ain't finished if it ain't garnished.
No, that's true.
Oh. Okay.
That's very true.
What's the final touch?
I'd like to present to you my newest opener. When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve, when Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
Well, I like it.
It was worth the wait.
Thank you.
Is it available where can I buy that? Is it iTunes? Can I get that on iTunes?
You can get it here every day
can
at
I
this
get it
time.
At Brashes on a CD single.
How good was a Brashes voucher? Yes.
So it's entertainment.
That's entertainment.
Now, you've taken the time to sift through, Denya. M spent up all night.
Yes.
She sift through all of the entertainment stories to only bring you the choicest cuts.
Yes.
So she sifted through the nonsense to bring us the top stories.
Uh-huh.
Take it away.
Let's hear it.
Exactly.
Just after the Golden Globes, it was revealed that serious, legitimate actor, Marky Mark, formerly of the Funky Bunch, was paid roughly 1,500 times more than his co-star, Michelle Williams, formerly of Dawson's Creek.
That's true. Do you have it? Play it. I'll sing it if you have to. Yeah, good.
That's right.
Oh.
Not of Destiny's Child.
Hang on. So the other one,
both Michelle
Williams. Not Kelly, not Beyonce. The other one was called Michelle Williams.
Yeah. So they had to reshoot 22 scenes of Ridley Scott's new film, All the Money in the World. Now they were doing the reshoots because they had to de-Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
they had to de-creep it, obviously, because he was accused of sexual assault. So Ridley personally called all the actors and goes, "Guys, we need 10 days. Can you please do it?" And they all said, "Yep, sure." Now Ridley thought they were doing it for free.
No,
most of them were, except Marky Mark, who was making sweet bank.
Yeah.
He got paid $1.5 million to do the new scenes, and Michelle got $80 a day.
What?
Yeah. Now, apparently this came down to their agents because Michelle's original contract said she was required to do reshoots at no extra cost, but Marky Marks didn't because his manager is Ari Emanuel, who's actually Ari Gold from Entourage.
That's right.
And they also put in a clause that said Marky Mark had to have co-star approval.
Yeah, always.
So Marky wouldn't approve the new actor, Christopher Plummer, unless they agreed to pay him the $1.5 million.
That's right.
But can you imagine Christopher Plummer, who has a five-decade career, he's won a BAFTA, a Golden Globe, a Screen Actors Guild Award, a Tony and an Emmy, had to get the approval of a man who bought us Daddy's Home.
And Daddy's Home too.
And let's not forget
two of them.
But also, let's not forget that Christopher Plummer, wasn't he the...
Captain Von Trapp.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
He was in the Sound of Music. He was in The Sound of Music.
He is Captain Von Trapp.
That's quite incredible.
In this day of equal pay, that's obviously gone down very, very well.
Sorry, mate.
Yesterday, Mark agreed to donate the $1.5 million he'd made to the Time's Up Sexual Misconduct Defence Initiative. Some may say he didn't have a choice.
Yeah, I was going to say. And so what you're telling me, Em, is that his great gesture, that money's gone to lawyers.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. They always win.
Yeah.
They always win. You know what that story's about?
Smart agents. Yeah.
That's what that story is about.
Agree.
Everyone's
Having
like, it's about
agent.
Pay parity. No. If I'm Michelle Williams, I'm ringing up my agent and going, "Hey, how are you? Good, thanks,
the
Michelle."
The best part is those two agents work for the same company.
They're in the next office.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, amazing. Yeah. Now, in the worst kept secret since that time in primary school, Jade Peterson said she wasn't having a 10-year-old birthday party and then handed out the invites in front of me.
Oh.
It has been confirmed.
No, but we're over it.
Yeah, it's been confirmed that... Sure. He's officially headlining this year's Mardi Gras. You guys get excited.
Stop it!
What is she doing?
This is a Are you joking? She's headlining the after party at the 2018 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Well,
this is peak camp.
Is she?
This is glitter out bum holes. This is amazing.
Is that what she's doing?
Pretty much.
Is that her opener?
Now, of course, you guys, she'll be rocking out a bit of this. Do you
believe in Hang on.
And a bit of this.
A bit of what?
This.
Well, that's a shocker. Tough.
And of course, straddling a cannon.
Oh.
Yes!
Yeah!
Okay. Forget about a cannon. Maybe she could straddle a Scottish Highland cow as she walks right on into that venue.
Amazing.
That is okay, so she. How old is she?
71,
days?
But she can plank for 10 minutes. Don't even worry about her. Some would worry about septuagenarians getting up at 4 a.m. and gyrating, but she can hold
she
a plank
can do
for
it.
10
All
minutes.
Right. All right, I'm excited about it.
It's very exciting. It's the 40th anniversary now, guys. Obviously, the party sold out very quickly, but they're moving it to the Sydney Dome, and more tickets are going on sale today for members,
okay,
so look out for that.
Okay.
And finally, well, obviously, it wouldn't be show one if I didn't talk about Mimi.
Yeah, go on.
Now, she totally, Mariah Carey is Mimi.
Oh, I thought it was you. Twice.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to do. I thought we'd been talking for like 2 hours about you.
Just do a gossip segment on myself.
Geez, not another hour to go.
So Mariah Carey, can I jump in here? There's nothing left to say about Mariah. It's over, Mariah. We've had a great time.
Mic off.
Last good single was
Mic off. Get out.
He's been
Mariah Carey has totally redeemed herself this year when she performed New Year's Eve. Last year was a little bit dodgy.
Train wreck.
Yeah, she was able to perform the choreography without her dancers moving her body parts. She didn't whistle into the microphone instead of sing, and she was conscious the entire time. Okay, so someone say that's a win.
Hang on. Every time I see Mariah Carey now, Grant,
turn his mic off.
She's getting carried by six people.
Yeah,
that's it. She no longer dances.
No, she's more. She whistles instead. No, she's made a comeback, guys. It's fine.
She's like the kid that's doing like who's doing the impersonation of the body at Nippers.
She needs like Geppetto to perform.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that went wrong on the night was that she was not provided a cup of tea on stage as promised.
Are you joking?
I just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
No hot tea. Someone
got fired.
You better believe heads rolled. But now Mariah has just turned this thing into a sweet cash cow. So at the Golden Globe, she sent out a sassy tweet and said, "Oh, I was told there'd be tea here."
Aye, good one.
And now she has released a line of merch.
Go on.
T-shirts. Guys, I don't want to throw around the hashtag
brilliant.
Stable Genius too early, but...
Stable Genius. For Mariah Carey. Far out. How much did she get out of James Packer?
Oh, not enough.
How much is a box of Twinings?
Funny, New York is seeing an uptick in demand for teeth because of the Mariah Carey effect. So there you go.
Mariah Carey effect. How stupid are people? You know what I'd never thought of before? Tea.
Turn his mic off again.
God, I'd love an Earl Grey right now.
Good. When Mimi falls apart New Year's Eve, when Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Beautiful work, Luciano. Look forward to tomorrow's. I better be off.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, that's right. At 8:07, Today FM breakfast, M. Grant and Ed, and we are doing our first Alpha Bucks for the new show for the new year. Grant, Daniel, myself and Em are going to put you through this one today, but you are the resident game show host. You are going to need to take over.
Which is, I don't know whether I feel comfortable at handing the keys over, sort of being a game show host competition sort of resident guy. It'd be like me just turning up on day one and singing the opener. It just doesn't happen.
You'd be fired. Amy in Bradbury. Hey, Ames.
Hi, Em. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, doll. Now, what would you spend the money on if you won?
Well, my husband's turning 40 this year, and I'd take him back to South America to see his family. He hasn't been there since he came when he was six, so it'd be amazing to take him and the kids.
Whereabouts is he from in South America,
Argentina.
Amy?
Argentina. And I can't say it, probably Buenos Aires.
Oh, is he Boca Juniors or River Plate?
I'm not too sure the street with the road on it.
No, no. Those are soccer teams, Amy.
I think, God, I'm so lost.
I think Amy might be lying. Her husband's really called Trevor. He's from Penrith.
All right, Ames, listen to the rules.
Here we go. Every time we play, it is worth $10,000. Now, we're going to give you the letter of the alphabet. You know that. And so then it is 10 questions with that letter within 30 seconds to win. So what you're going to need to do, we're going to take your first answer every time. You can't repeat answers, obviously. And Em's going to lay out the letter. Mm-hmm. And then it's $100 for everyone that you get correct. And mm-hmm. if you get all of them correct, that's when you win the $10,000.
Yeah. And, Amy, I can tell you today, your letter is the letter B. B for Bradbury.
B for Bradbury.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your time will start at the end of my first question, Amy. I wish you luck. Just calm down. Just shut it down. Just lock it down. Just get that heart rate down. Here we
go. Okay.
Name a mode of transport.
Bus.
A board game.
Bus.
A TV show.
Billionaire.
An insect.
A bug.
A European country.
Bolivia.
A song.
Pass.
A female actress.
Beyonce.
A fashion accessory.
Bracelet.
A team sport.
I'm going to say baseball.
Hang on, we're having a look at our judges. We can't accept Bolivia.
Gee, that's generous. $500. Not accepting bug, but accepted Beyonce as an actress.
Whoa,
I like that.
Hang on. You got it. Really?
Beyonce was in Goldfinger.
Totally.
No, I understand. No,
and Dreamgirls. Yeah.
$500. You argue. Get into it.
A bug is a bug.
Yeah, but they wanted more specifics.
That's
so.
All right. Yeah.
There are going to be calls that people say yeah. that a bug is an insect. Just producers and social, be prepared. Yeah. That is the rest of your day.
Dear.
Hey, Amy, that is $500. Congratulations. Well played.
That's pretty good, though. That's quarter of a ticket.
Yeah. Sure, babe.
Good on you.
Every cloud. 131060, Sydney, and indeed my two men in my life now. When did you realise that the romance had died within your relationship? And it's just that moment where you go, okay, we're really at a point
we're
now where we're just comfortable.
Yeah. It's happened to you.
It's happened to me, surprisingly. I'm just going to talk about it now.
Just tell us about it. Open up.
And look, I will. And look, everyone who calls today, we'll support you with tickets to Taronga Zoo.
Oh, let's make it rain, Monday. Everyone's going to Taronga Zoo.
Yeah, amazing. So Scotty and I were sitting in bed yesterday, early bedtime for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we were both sitting there and I just had a moment where I just kind of looked at us from another point of view. We were both sitting in bed next to each other, wearing noise-canceling headphones, both with our laptops, watching separate shows.
That's amazing.
And I took my headphones off and I said, should we be worried about the fact that we are literally canceling out each other?
Yes, you're right.
Visually. Yep. And sonically, and he was watching Mr. Robot and I was watching The Crown.
I was going to guess.
Oh, have you watched The Crown?
I have. My wife watches it.
Stunning.
Now, can I just say this?
Oh, my God.
It is not a documentary, people.
It is a documentary.
It is not a documentary. The Crown is not a documentary.
My whole mood for 2018 is Princess Margaret having a tantrum. She is extraordinary. I'm obsessed with her.
It's not real.
That's exactly what it's like.
It is not real.
It's amazing. How dare you?
That's exactly, you know what? That's exactly what my wife says.
It's true.
She watches The Crown.
It's a documentary.
And she'll go, did you know that Prince Philip? And I go, it's not a documentary.
It is.
To which she responds, get out.
Get out.
Yeah, I'm out of the room. I'm out of the room.
Refusing
at that
to accept it.
Yeah. But it was just a moment. And I said to him, but we've been together for so long, 17 years.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That we just kind of went, meh.
Yeah, anyway.
There was no suddenly Barry White came on and the bed started spinning and, you know, I got some oil. No. We just looked at each other and went, no.
Anyway.
That's a thing.
Anyway, better get back to Mr. Robot.
Yeah, sure.
I think when you look at the excitement in which you spoke about The Crown versus the excitement in which you spoke about your husband is pretty telling in itself.
Ain't that true? And what about you, Danielle? You're a man of passion.
Yeah.
Have you had a moment?
Oh, we all reach a point here and now. And you know, sometimes it swings and roundabouts in love and life, isn't it? But When I noticed my wife was more keen on squeezing a blackhead on my face more than wanting to squeeze my hand.
The romance is dead.
It's gone.
It's gone.
What is it about?
Just walk away.
Wives 50-50. And pimples.
What 50-50?
Can I tell you, if I see... Okay. If I see a whitehead on my husband, that's all I think about. I become completely obsessed. I find it? He won't let me near them, and no. I find ways to like dance up to him and like pretend. He goes, "I know what you're doing."
I'm slinking up.
I take a run up to those things. Like if I see them, I'm like,
"She's coming!"
I zero in, and I get like Terminator eyes, and I'm like, "How can I get close to that in any way, shape, or form?"
Quite incredible.
Oh, I love it so much.
All right, 13, 10, 60. Was there a moment? Have you had a moment in your relationship where you thought to yourself, yep, the romance might have just fizzled
out. Too comfortable.
We're too comfortable here. It might have fizzled out of this one. 13, 10, 60. It's Make It Rain Monday. Everyone we speak to is going to get themselves passes to Taronga Zoo. To FM. Em, you've just said that you're in the bed with your husband.
Yeah, sitting next to each other, both wearing noise-cancelling headphones, respective laptops, different shows.
It's gone. It's over.
It's done. That's okay. We're both okay with that. We both just went, yeah, we could fix it, but I'm really into this episode of The Crown. The documentary film The Crown.
Not a documentary.
Not real.
Which is true.
No, it's not.
So we asked on 13, 10, 60, when was that? Did you have a moment where you looked at your other half and went, yeah, the romance is well and truly over?
Karina from Penrith. Morning, Karina. When did you know the romance was over?
Morning, guys. Well, it was basically when I see my husband have back hair. I'm similar to M, where I'll be a Terminator and I will tackle him down and pull him out.
Oh,
with either when you my hands or tweezers.
When you are hand plucking back hairs off of your man, I think the romance is gone.
That is totally. And he'd be thinking, you've pounced on him, and he's thinking, and here we go. Yeah. And then you flip him over, and he's like, well, hang on, where are we going with this? Yeah. And then it's the back hairs.
Amazing.
Like, I've married a silverback. This is beautiful.
Amazing. Mary in Kellyville. Hey, Mary.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, doll. When did you realise a romance was dead?
Well, at the start of the year, we both decided to go for different football teams. So I go for the Tigers and my husband goes for the Roosters. So that's just like divorce central, I think.
You do not do that.
I love that you guys just picked teams this year. How old are you?
Yeah. That is going to be tough. Are you going to go to the games? Like, are you going to go to the matches and wear the different gear and support the
opposing? 100%. 100%. Like, is that like a trick question?
No. That's scandalous.
I love it.
That
That's
is
great.
Well played, Mary.
Taronga Zoo tickets for you, Mary, and of course for Karina. Jess in Liverpool on 13, 10, 60. When did you realise a romance was dead?
Well, you know, once upon a time when I was in the shower, my husband would come in, sneak a peek, maybe join me. Now he walks in, pulls his pants down and does a poo.
No, jeez. In the toilet, I hope. Jess, that is... Jess, that is... What
that's
are you,
not okay.
You got to, I don't think that's okay.
That's not okay. Even after we're 18 years this year, if Scott did that, I would file for divorce.
Do you have... Jess, do you have two bathrooms?
No, we don't.
So there's no other choice.
Tell him to dig a hole in the backyard.
You got to go. Some say that's like a milestone to reach.
No, that's not a goal, Danya. Hey, Jess, do you? I've heard of husbands who send pictures of their poos to their wives.
Oh. What?
They go, hey, look.
That low.
What's to be learned from that?
Look how good this is, Joe.
Solid work. Brilliant.
Yeah. I remember a time my husband would once hold his farts in around me. Like, that was when that was romantic. On my head.
Now it's an orchestra.
It's on my head.
Thanks, everyone, for your calls.
In our news, Gogs is talking about the trains today. Now, we got a press release this morning, Grant and Em, saying that there were, 37 closures, that there were going to be trains replacing buses. But we're getting a bit of conflicting stories because some of the stuff that we're seeing on social, Em, is saying that it's
fine.
It's all good.
It's as usual.
Yeah. So no chaos.
Yeah.
So no chaos. But then some of the things that we're hearing in our news and seeing on the TV says that there is. So what we thought we'd do is we've got a young man who works on the show called Jack. So we thought, right, let's get him down to the people. So we sent him down to Town Hall. He's down at Town Hall.
Oh, it'll be packed down there.
Well, you'd think so. Standing room only at Town Hall Station. Just speaking to people about the trains. This is the first person that he came across.
Hey, man, where have you came from this morning?
I've come from Cabramatta.
And where are you going?
I'm going to Brookvale.
And how were the train delays?
My one train was cancelled, the Bankstown line, so I had to wait for the next one, 15-minute delay.
Oh, wow. And has that ruined your day?
Pretty much. Last week, every day, because I travel every day. So, it's pretty annoying.
Okay.
So train's cancelled.
Well, train's cancelled. That's going to ruin your day. And she said every day last week as well.
Yeah.
So, if you're out there, 13, 10, 60.
Are you stuck now?
Have you been stuck? Or is it absolutely fine? However, I haven't finished my train chat, Grant.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good.
I love train chat. Can we make this a regular thing?
Load me up.
Let's see how this goes.
You can't talk. We're on commercial radio, so if you're going to do train chat, you have to play a certain type of music.
Just to set the tone.
Let it go. Keep going. This is, of course, the theme too.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Lots of little kids in cars on their way to crashes just packed up.
Yeah, going, hello. Percy's in. Yeah. The biggest show on television, speaking of train chaos, the biggest show on television over the weekend was, Grant Denyer, what was it?
What was it?
Train?
Family Feud refunds. Runs.
No. Refunds. People would be asking for a refund.
Well, that says a lot about the quality of our show. Yeah. Oh, you didn't enjoy it? Here, have your money back.
Have a refund. Channel 10 can't afford that. Are you joking?
Yeah. What was it?
It was. I'll tell you in a moment.
Okay.
Because we've got someone. Here we go. Jen. Jen from Engadine. Jen.
How are you?
Hey, good. Where are you at the moment?
Just going over Como Bridge.
Okay. You're on the T4.
You're on the T4 train. Yep. Trying to go from where to where?
Engadine to Town Hall.
How's it travelling?
Yeah, how's it going?
Perfect.
Is this a media beat up, guys?
Yeah. Are you the transport minister putting on a voice?
No, far from it.
So nothing, Jen. Nothing. No problems at all on your line?
None at all.
And you got on at the exact normal time as you normally do? Bang on the mark?
If it wasn't for my two kids, yes. But, yeah, I got on a train at some time. Yeah.
Good work. You've given the kids one there. That's
amazing.
Fantastic.
Okay, so we're right, still waiting to hear about the delays, but right, yes.
Jen gets tickets to go to Taronga Zoo as well because we're making it rain Mondays.
Yes.
Stay there then. We're going to come back and I'm going to tell you about the train-related number one television program over the weekend.
Can't wait.
You're meant to be entertainment and you didn't watch it.
Nah, unless it involves a diva.
What is this?
The entertainment segment is just what interests me.
Yes, I know it is. And I want to know, 131060, if you know what I'm talking about, if you know the train-related television show that was on over the weekend, I know it was a replay, but it was massive, and you saw some of it, let's educate these people because television has changed, Grant Denyer. You're out of a job. I'm out of a job. I don't know if Wilkinson signed that contract. She's out of a job. We are all toast.
There's a new star.
There is a new sheriff in town.
What is it?
You'll find out in a moment.
That's a hook.
Now, we're talking about trains today. Obviously, there's been a bit of conjecture whether or not it's actually terrible out there on the trains. Yeah, we're sort of hearing conflicting results. But one place, Mr. Grant Denyer, that trains are an absolute hit is on the television.
Now, trains on television.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
Trains on TV.
Apparently it's a new thing.
Over the weekend.
You've been watching UK TV again or?
No, I haven't, mate. I've actually been watching SBS2 or whatever it's called today as they reran a program they'd already run called The Garn.
Yes.
Now, The Garn is a 17-hour train journey. Mm-hmm. A 17-hour train journey we normally call just Hornsby to Sutherland, but they call it the Garn. And it was just, well, let's let other people describe it because it was a huge hit. It was the biggest ratings hit over the weekend.
SBS had a hit.
They've had a hit, mate.
Wow.
And what they finally worked out is they're like, oh. So we used to have the nudie movies late
World
at
movies.
Night.
World
oh, movies.
Yes.
But they've all gone to that World Movies channel. So SBS has been looking for a hit since then, Grant Denyer.
This is like a documentary about the GAN?
No. What you're doing now is you're giving it too much. What it is just the journey of the GAN. Do you want a highlight?
Yeah.
I've got one of the highlights. Have a listen to some of the audio highlights of the GAN.
Oh, that's electrifying.
Hang on, it's not finished yet. Here comes the good bit. Oh, it's over.
The good bit was that it was over.
17 hours.
Yeah.
So I get this right.
Yeah.
It is as though I'm looking out the window and I'm on the train.
Correct.
And the footage is just bird's eye view of looking out the window for 17
Hang
hours.
Hang on. Well, you're saying one shot.
No,
one
no, no,
angle?
No, there were different angles. They're not crazy.
Oh, come on, guys.
Tanya from Punch Bowl. Tanya, did you watch The Garn? Hi.
I tried to. I did IQ it and thought, oh, that'll be pretty interesting because I love travelling. Yep. And started to watch it and kind of went, where's the information?
So you thought it was a movie.
You're hoping for more.
Well, I was hoping for a little bit more than just the train.
Yeah, like a
You're waiting
twist.
For Harrison Ford to pop out.
When is it going to derail?
Derailing.
So I ended up just fast-forwarding it and basically watched about 20 minutes of it and went, oh, well, that was nice.
You watched it on fast forward. That is not in the spirit of the GAN, Tanya.
I love it.
Karen from Parramatta. Did you watch it, Karen?
Yes, I did. Yes, I watched the whole lot.
You love it?
What did you think?
Wow. Yeah, I actually really, I really enjoyed it.
What did you like about it the most?
Yeah.
Well, the fact now that I've always wanted to go on the Garn, I haven't been, and now I feel as if I've been already, so I don't need to buy a ticket and go.
You've seen enough spin effects?
Well, no, it was like virtual reality. For me, it was like I was on the train. And that I was actually a passenger on the train, and I really, really enjoyed the educational knowledge that I learnt, not only about Australian history of how the Garn Line started, but much more about Australian history, but from the landmarks of everything as they went through. That was really the highlight for me. So, but,
Karen, can I just... Do you remember this bit? Let's see if you remember this bit.
Oh, that was their favourite bit.
Do you remember this bit, Karen?
Yeah, there was a lot of that bit.
There sure was. I've already said today, first show, and I've already dropped a bombshell, that I guarantee that Bernard Tomic is going into the jungle, and I've offered to swim a lap of Darling Harbour if that is not the case.
You know that that's going to happen. We work on radio. Like, that's been recorded. We've already sent out the Black Thunders. It's happening. get ready.
But do you know why I said Darling Harbour?
Why?
I don't think it's possible to survive.
Wait, so what? I don't understand what the upside is here.
Because that's how I get out of it, Denya. Because when I lived in Piermont, I'd walk past Darling Harbour every single day.
Yeah, and you say the water quality is not up to scratch?
Look, I'd say when you were able to walk across it Jesus style, just on the crust. I'm not sure it's exactly trying to swim.
Fran Drescher's going in, the nanny.
As
yeah, I've heard Fran Drescher's going in. Denya, that is exciting.
You're the head of the network. You are the man out front who does a great job every night on Family Feud. What have you heard, mate? Who's jungling?
Well, I haven't heard. You've heard more than me.
Yeah, I have.
So this is big news. and you're pulling out guarantees of Bernard Tomic. You're clearly a man who's connected.
Yeah, well, I know.
So have you been hearing
people.
Something on the set of Have You Been Paying Attention that I haven't been hearing on
all
the
All right, guys, everyone's got a Channel 10 show plan. We get it. Shut up. All right, we get it.
That's about it for us today. I think that's show one in the bag.
Oh, my God, well done. How are you feeling, Grant? You were nervous coming in.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah. Exciting and nervous. Look, you two are wonderful operators, and it's been a hell of a lot of fun today. So we've had a good giggle. If this is a sign of things to come for the year, then bring it on.
It's like on Family Feud when you say, and will you come back tomorrow to play
carryover champ?
Play for the Kia Cerato? Will you come back tomorrow?
I am that carryover champ who's coming back to take it all.
Take it all was a bit weird.
Wording
was
a little bit wrong.
It's not Grant Denya and Friends yet. I mean, you are in the middle on the poster, which has caused a lot of conjecture, let me say.
It's only because my name is in the middle, Em. Em, Grant and Ed, that's why we're in the middle, surely. Mate. Either that, because of the height difference between Ed and I, I've got to stand like 20 foot in front of Ed just so we can be seen at the same level. That's why.
I actually have a copy of your contract here in front of me, and indeed, point one is that I'm middle on the poster. So that's fine, Grant. That's fine.
It's going to be a fun year.
This will be the first show where the second show is arbitration. where you guys are talking to each other through lawyers.
Live from the courtroom. Judge Judy. Judge,
if you see Will Smith in Sydney today, people, keep your eye out for Will Smith.
He's been around.
He did Bridge Climb. I might want to talk about that tomorrow.
He replaced Koshy on Sunrise. They must have paid a bomb.
Can you imagine?
They must have paid so much money because he was just...
He did like 3 hours.
I know.
Did he?
The whole, he was doing crosses outside.
Yeah, he did 3 hours of
Sunrise. Cash cow.
Will Smith the cash cow.
Someone say that's accurate.
We jump out of here. Plenty on. We will catch you same time tomorrow with the carryover champion, Grant Denya. Em, good to see you. Catch you tomorrow.
Thanks for having me.
Have a lovely day, everybody.
Bye.
Enjoy.
If it's on the trains and it's terrible, or if it's fine, we're not really sure what ended up happening this morning. Safe travels. We'll catch you tomorrow.
It's a nice wrap up.